877-327-0365.
Okay. Get ready to try to nail the score. That's coming up in another 10 minutes here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between as the captain of this ship. Boy, the waters are getting murky out there, aren't they? Every day there's a new twist, whether it be the distraction of Tiger Woods and who's zooming who in that story. It's crazy. It's almost sad at this point. It's tired of the whole Tiger thing. His wife apparently is getting a revamped prenuptial agreement where she's getting three times what originally she was going to get if she just stays there for two more years. Wow. What does that say about that very sticky situation? Speaking of sticky situations, there's a couple of things that are happening. Remember with the cop killer in Seattle, a third person was charged with helping the suspected killer elude police during that manhunt in the Seattle area. And I'm glad to hear that they've come to the bottom of this and they're starting to find the people who were complicit in doing what they could to pave the way, I guess, in a certain sense for Maurice Clemens. The story couldn't get worse. I still think of those families and in cold blood how their life was snuffed out in an instant. Just four cops not thinking anything was going to happen, obviously. And a guy named Ricky Hinton was charged with three counts of rendering criminal assistance, is what they're calling it, for allegedly helping Clemens flee police after he gunned down those four cops. And so I think there is a relief here. First, to have Clemens off the street. It's too bad that they can't fry him and try him, but he was shot dead. And there's still other things that can happen in this case. There's other ways to get justice, I think, for these families by bringing anybody who helped him into the spotlight and nailing them for what they did, frankly. I mean, there was a massive manhunt that stretched across Seattle and to Tacoma in that area until Clemens was fatally shot by the Seattle police. During the search, Clemens was helped by family and apparently by some friends, it seems, as well. So they've got three people now on the hook for this, at this point at least being able to charge them, including Eddie Davis and Douglas Davis, with criminal assistance. It's a felony for helping him escape arrest. So I think there is, I don't know, I think there is a silver lining, if you will, in this. And that sounds odd because you can't make sense of what happened back on the 29th of November. He goes into a coffee shop and just guns down four Lakewood, Washington officers. And as I said, there's not much you can do for the families, but the fact that they're able to at least round up these people who helped and who helped him escape, I think is a good thing. I mean, at least there is some sense of, okay, we're going to go after the people who did what they could to prevent us from getting Clemens sooner. Because, you know, a different situation, they might have been able to arrest him and there would be a different outcome. I know there's different ways to look at this as far as an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, and you know I'm that person. And I just, my heart goes out to these families. When I was a television reporter, I saw it again and again. When you have a certain beat that you cover, and I covered what they called the crime and cops division. So constantly I would see grieving families and senseless crimes, you know, and I never understood why there was so much animosity toward the death penalty. I'm talking about heinous crimes. I'm not talking about robberies where someone's shot and they survive and they're just shot in the leg, which, of course, you should be prosecuted for that as well. But I'm talking about really sick, twisted things. And this is a sick, twisted thing that happened to those officers. It makes no sense. And to me, it's always, always, always just like in the case of what happened at Fort Hood. It's always about the why. Why did you do this? Why did that happen? Why? And it's the elusive thing that often can't be answered. It's never open and shut. And who knows what was in Clemens' head. Maybe the people that helped him could shed some light on that anyway. All right, here's another thing that's been interesting and been brewing across the country. The whole idea of mammograms and when you should get mammograms being looked at. Some looking at the idea that we're questioning mammograms and the age thing now as a way to not have women in their 40s go and get additional mammograms or get them every year because of the cost, particularly if they're pushing for a public option in health care. Excuse me. So the Senate took a step toward that in the debate on Thursday, casting some votes on what's going to be probably some pretty politically charged amendments, without a doubt. And they approved a Democratic-sponsored amendment to provide women with low-cost mammograms, that's the key, and other preventative tests, but rejected a Republican proposal to prevent government boards from influencing coverage, and this is the key thing here, of screening tests for women. They also rejected a GOP amendment designed to send Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's $848 billion reform plan back to committee with instructions to get rid of that Medicare spending reductions that are tagged at $500 billion and is scaring people relying on Medicare to death across the country. So, but the mammogram thing was, of course, prompted by this controversy over a government task force recommendation that some women shouldn't get routine mammograms to detect breast cancer. So you hear your whole life that you're supposed to get these. Well, you turn 40, get a baseline, get this, get that. And then you meet people, you meet the men that have lost women at very young ages, in their late 20s, in their 30s. I mean, some really sad stories, little kids left without a mother. And you hear, well, you know, breast cancer, if you catch it early, it's one of those things that you have a great chance to survive. So as many of you have women in your lives, what do you want to see the women in your lives do? Get these mammograms, not get these mammograms, have a health care that is controlled by the government and just throw it up in the air and leave it to chance. Yeah, the whole idea of leaving it to chance, I think, would make probably most of us a little bit queasy, particularly with some of the stories that have been shared on these airwaves. Stu in Kentucky told us a great story of survival with someone he knew who, if they hadn't gotten the mammogram in their early to mid-40s, they wouldn't have survived to turn 50. So lots of confusion over that idea of when to get the mammograms. All right, we're moving away from health to some fun in the NFL. Nail the score. You asked for it. You got it. It's coming up next, Around the Bend, here on ATN.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Okay. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. Can you believe it? It's week 13 in the NFL. Will it be the Saints and the Redskins, the Eagles and the Falcons, the Texans and the Jags? How about the Lions and the Bengals, or the Titans and the Colts? All those games are brutal, except for my Eagles, of course. The Patriots and the Dolphins, not that intriguing. I hope the computer doesn't pick that game. The Chargers are taking on the Brownies. The Browns are 1-10 this year. It's been a horrible season for Cleveland. And, of course, the Vikings, where Matt Johnson is looking for Mrs. Wright, are taking on the Cardinals in the desert at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Uh-huh. But it could be anybody's guess as to what the game will be. So, young Andrew Zellner is running the computer from Minneapolis. You can blame him if you don't like the game, because he's pressing the buttons. I can't see the computer. I know that he's having trouble pulling it out of the box. I guess Matt somehow wedged it into the box. There it is! All right, Andrew, he gets the gold star. It's the Cowboys and the Giants. How about that? That's a good game, actually, because it's in New Jersey. The Cowboys are 8-3. I think they got lucky on a couple of their games, taking on the Giants, who are 6-5. The Giants have been on a weird streak. They've had some terrible games. This is a big game for New York and really for the Cowboys, because the NFC East, you have the Eagles on the heels of the Cowboys, and the Giants need to come up big and do something if they're going to try to breathe life into this team with a handful of games left. So not looking good for them at all. And the Cowboys are hoping that Romo can solve some of the problems he's had late in the season. They're trying to make a move toward the NFC East title. The Giants, as I said, are definitely fading, but this is a tough place to play when you go into Giants Stadium. It's different if it was in Dallas. And here I think what has to happen for the Dallas Cowboys is the lack of, you can't have the turnovers. Romo cannot somehow toss a couple of interceptions. That has happened to him, especially as it gets closer to the playoffs. Now, even though the Cowboys have some breathing room, you know they want to win this so they can try to seal the deal and create more distance between themselves, certainly in the Giants, and then wait and see what happens with the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to say, you know, over the weekend they talked about Eli Manning having a stress reaction in his right foot. That's not good. And apparently this was some injury he was dealing with another problem on the bottom of his foot during one of the wins back in October. I wanted to say it was against the Chiefs. So the Manning thing, he's saying it doesn't bother him, but I think there's a little bit of a concern there. You know, I'm not a Cowboy fan, but I'm going to have to pick the Cowboys in this one, shockingly. And I say Dallas will win this, and the score is going to be 24-17. So the Cowboys, my guess for nail the score. You know how this works. Dial the digits 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Here's the key. You have to get in before the top of the hour, whether you're calling or sending the email, so that it counts. Otherwise, people could just send in the emails whenever they felt like it. So let's go to Andrew, the technical maestro for this version of America Tonight, and see what he has to say as a newbie. What do you think, Andrew?
You know, Kate, I think I'm going to take the Giants over the Cowboys.
You are.
It's, you
you're
know,
just trying to. You're just trying to be contrary to my pick.
Well, I look at it. The Giants need to win. I think they beat the Cowboys the first game they played, right?
They did, yeah.
You know, they're at home, must win situation. I like the looks of it.
Okay, so what do you think the final score is going
to
be?
I'm going to say 31-24.
31-24. So, you know, there's like this thing when you sit down at the poker table and you suddenly clear the decks, you're playing Texas Hold'em or some other version of poker, and everybody just shoots daggers at you. So since you're the newbie, you probably have a good chance of nailing this thing.
Oh, yeah, I got it in the bag.
I love that. 800-259-5791. So you might agree with Andrew, or you might like my guess. Either way, our guesses are up for grabs, too. You can take our guess. But you can certainly come up with your own. Romo, by the way, has won both career starts at Giants Stadium. This is a tough stretch for the Cowboys. Four of their last five opponents have winning records. Now, the Cowboys beat up on Oakland last Thursday after scoring a total of 14 points in their two previous games to that. So this is very, very big for the Cowboys. And obviously you heard what Andrew said, and I already mentioned this too as well, with the Giants home game, they're just gasping for air. It's probably one of the better games on the board, I'm thinking, when I look at it. So tell me what you think. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I'm surprised, although I guess it's not a good game, I'm surprised that the game wasn't the Monday night game, the Packers and the Ravens. The Ravens are 6-5. The Packers are 7-4. The Ravens just coming off of an exciting win last week, and I was watching that game, probably one of the better ones. It was fun to watch anyway. Tom is listening to us in Kansas. He gets the first crack at this. Tom, you got in. You stayed awake. What do you think, buddy?
Well, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Dallas, 23-20.
23-20. Okay, and off number. I like it. 23-20. Tom, get some rest. Thanks. We got you in the books. go to one of my favorite states, Joe in Kentucky. Hey, Joe.
Doing, Kate?
I'm good. How you doing? Yeah, we're like losing Joe. Is he on a walkie-talkie? Joe, are you on a walkie-talkie? I don't understand. All right, Joe, we're gonna let you slide. We're gonna let you slide, brother, because you're coming in and out. But call us back; we'll get you on the air. Let's move from Joe to Jana in Iowa. She steps in for our Kentucky man. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. 37-28, the Cowboys.
Ooh, okay. So you like the idea that the Cowboys are gonna march into New York? I think you're right. I think, like I said, I think it's gonna be a Cowboys victory. How are things in Iowa?
Cold, and we had some snow today.
Ooh, do you like
about 20 degrees right now?
20? Do you like it when it snows, Jana?
Well, as long as it's not too deep. I don't like it when it's too deep.
Yeah, I don't blame you, because then you got to get that shovel out. All right, stay warm. Thank you.
I need you to put me over to Andrew.
All right, hang on. That's right, because she was one of the close ones. Jana, hang on. I'm going to have you talk to Andrew. All right, as Jana does that, let me throw out the numbers again. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We have Debbie listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Kate. How you doing, hon?
Good. How are you?
Well, oh, I am good. Enjoying the weather, waiting for Christmas.
I know.
Happy holidays. Yeah, it's getting exciting.
It's exciting because I don't care. It's not about so much the presents. It's about the feeling.
Yeah, it's a good time. Good time to be with family and friends. Yeah.
I think so, too. Absolutely.
I'm going for Dallas, and we're going 24-14.
24-14. I like it. That's just a few points less than I guessed, so we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Hey, you have happy holidays. Talk to you later, Kate.
Hey, you too. Good luck. That's Debbie. 800-259-5791. Chris in Connecticut. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm good. What's the weather like in Connecticut? It's got to be colder there, too.
No, today was nice. It's like 50, but we're supposed to have snow Saturday, they said.
Well, you know what? Saturday's not bad. You can just kick back and relax. It's when you have to go slushing through the stuff. I don't like it then. Yeah. What do you think's going to happen? You like Dallas in this or the Giants?
No, I'm thinking Dallas.
Okay.
27-17.
Ooh, 27-17. Okay, we have you duly noted. You are in the books. Thank you. That's Chris in Connecticut. All right, we have some people waiting in the wings, including I think we got Joe back in Kentucky. He got a better walkie-talkie. 800-259-5791, or you can send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. You do it before the top of the hour. We'll make sure that we get you locked and loaded. More Nail the Score coming up in just a few.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Tomas in Michigan has checked in, and Tomas likes the Cowboys to win this thing 42-21. All right, so another vote for the boys. We are nailing the score here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791. If you normally listen to the show and you're saying, why isn't she nailing this administration, or why isn't she telling us about Afghanistan? Because we do it all week long, and we're lightening the load. That's what that means. And we've got prizes to give away, and we have so much fun. And even if you don't like football, it's fun to call in and try to make a guess and just pick one team, New York or Dallas, and what you think the score will be. All right, let's move forward to Torrance, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hello.
Hello?
Hello. We got you. Who are, do you like the Cowboys or do you like the G-Men?
Well, Dallas will luck up and make the playoffs. So, Dallas 27 and New York 20.
Ooh. All right, so you like Dallas. You think Dallas is going to make the playoffs. You know, I'm pushing for my Eagles, so I hope you're wrong on that. I hope the Eagles win the NFC East.
by the way, my name is Clarence.
Oh, Clarence, I'm sorry. That's why you hesitated there. That's Andrew's writing, his handwriting. He scribbled it, and he had you down as Torrance, like the city in California.
No,
we got you, Clarence.
Okay.
You take care. Have a good weekend. Let's move back to Joe in Kentucky. Joe, what happened? Did you drop your walkie-talkie?
No, I think you cut us off.
Okay, so Andrew cut you off. All right. Who do you like in this fight? Do you like the Cowboys or the Giants?
I'm going to go with Dallas. I bet they'll be all over the Giants. And I say the score will be 28-17.
All right, 28-17. You are locked and loaded, my friend. We'll be watching this one.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I got a bunch of other people, and we've also got some people that are starting to send in guesses at americatonight.net. All right, first let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate. Good to have you back.
How are you doing? I've been good. I got a chance to go to the Magic Kingdom, the happiest place on earth. My nephew lives there, and we went. Well, I'll just tell you this real quick story. You go to Universal, and you've got to basically rob a bank first, and then you'll have a great time.
Yeah.
It's crazy the expense of these parks, but you know that they're jammed, and the kids love them.
It's
nutty.
Kids.
Yeah, it's crazy. What do you think, Rick?
I got the Giants. 24, Dallas 17.
24, let's see, did somebody else say that? 24, hang on a second. Nope, 24-14, Debbie in Kentucky, but you've got...
17.
You said the G-men, right?
Giants, yeah, 24, Dallas
right.
17.
All right,
Kate, you hear about that new golf club?
No, tell me about it.
You know, you got a 5-wood and a 3-wood.
Mm-hmm.
This new one's called, it's a cheater wood.
But I'm pumped. I'll put that in my stack of jokes. Thank you very much.
Hey, and that guy, you try and give away his golf book.
You
want a golf book, you try and give away.
Uh-huh.
You got to write a new chapter on how to duck a 9-iron, won't he?
And he would sell a lot of copies. He's already pretty famous, but it would be even a much bigger hit for him. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. Edna is listening to us in Kansas. Hello, Edna.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Cold.
Yeah, it's cold in Kansas right now, all over the map, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you like the Cowboys or do you like the Giants?
Yippee, I'm an old cowhand. Cowboys.
Okay, Cowboys, and what's the
22-17.
Ooh, 22-17. All right, Edna, good luck. You're locked and loaded, as we like to say here. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Clifford in Missouri, it's your shot at this thing. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be the Giants 21-20.
Ooh, 21-20. No doubt that could be the score. It could be a couple of points, a point or 2 points. I like it. You watch the game and have fun. Enjoy it. Okay, 800-259-5791. A couple of people who have emailed me. Here's one from Haas. Kate, love the show. I think it's hilarious when you do Nail the Score. I used to listen to you in Dallas on a station called The Ticket. I bet the people that are listening to you on America Tonight don't know your nickname. Tell them your nickname. My nickname when I was doing the sports shows was the Sports Princess. Okay, so... His guess, Haas's guess, is crazy. 47-31. That would be pretty, and it's Dallas, of course. That'd be a pretty lopsided game, but could happen. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, kiddo. Is Eli playing? Do you know or not?
He's saying he's fine, but that's I talked to somebody from the fan today, and they said they don't think he's going to play.
Yeah, I hate to do this, but I think Dallas 28-17.
28-17 Dallas. Yeah, actually, ooh, you're like you're a traitor.
I feel, yeah, I know, but, and I feel bad. I hope it doesn't happen.
Well, you and me both. As an Eagles fan, I'm really hoping that it doesn't happen. Are you kidding? I wanted to come down to the last game to be between Dallas and the Eagles in Dallas,
yeah,
and have the Eagles win it. So I'm right there with you, Mark. Hey, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Dr. E in Kentucky. Hello, Dr. E.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. You always sound so chipper. Are you one of these glasses half full guys?
Oh, yes, always.
Good. Good for you. I'm the same way. You just have to weather it. I know.
Yes.
What do you think? You think that, oh, you are like a Cowboys fan, aren't you?
A little bit. Not really all that much. I'm a Bengals fan by heart. But, well,
Bengals, you got to like, listen, you got to like what's happening with the Bengals then.
Oh, yeah. If they'd ever get their offense going as good as their defense is playing, why, we'd be like Indianapolis and New Orleans.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Yeah. You like
okay.
The Cowboys in this one or the Giants?
I believe I'm going with the Giants because they're playing at home, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go 9-6.
9-6, I love it.
Yeah,
with the Cowboys, it could happen. They've had so many scoreless quarters. 9-6.
Yes, and the G-men haven't been, you know, really putting up all that many points with Eli being hurt and throwing so many interceptions and stuff.
Yeah, I think Eli's a little more banged up than they're letting on. We'll see if he plays. I mean, that's part of that duck and cover thing that they do in the NFL. They have to release the injury report, but they try to make it seem as though, especially with the quarterback, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? And I heard it was worse than what they're saying. So we'll see if he ends up playing or not, but it'll make a difference. And he's been banged up. You're right. It'll be interesting. It could be a low scoring affair. Absolutely. Enjoy the game and the weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
Bye bye. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. As I know many of you are maybe cruising home from your job or you're working right now and you don't want to get busted listening to the radio and calling in. Wait a second. I thought that you were working. How did you call a radio show? I just heard that you called a radio show. So that's why we do the email thing, too. And I'm just going to catch up and make sure that we've got everybody, because I think more people are starting to send me emails. Recently, that's become a pretty popular way to try to nail the score. You know, when I reset this thing, I swear, it's like one of those old-time computers, like they have them Lost. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody out there watch Lost? Okay, this is from Dave, who says, 27-12, Dallas. 27-12, Dallas. Ooh. All right, that would mean that the New Yorkers would be pretty upset, because at the Meadowlands, they only like one thing, and that's winning. And they definitely, just like the people in Philadelphia, do not like to lose to Dallas by any stretch of the imagination. I actually think the Cowboy rivalry with the Eagles is bigger than the Giants. But at one time, you could almost make an argument the opposite way. All right, we have Dave B. in Vermont, and he says, look at all these smart people picking the Cowboys. And he says, since there are so many fans, I will give you a few in case my first gets picked. And he said 28-21, and 28-21 we don't have. So, Dave B., you own that score. How about that? That was pretty smart of him to do that. 800-259-5791. More fun with nailing the score. We're in the stretch of this thing, so light them up. Andrew is working overtime. I bet he is breaking a sweat. See, that's what he gets for filling in on this show. Stay with us.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Be disappointed by their Giants, but you know what? I will say this, as somebody who worked in New York, I could not believe how many Cowboy fans there actually were in Manhattan. I mean, there are a ton of, they're that kind of team. You either hate them, love them, whatever, but there were a lot of fans of the Dallas Cowboys in New York, so you'll guarantee you'll see their jerseys, absolutely. All right, let's go to Don, who's listening to us in the great state of Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Katie. Katie, don't you understand why they call it America's team?
Oh, please. You are such a cowboy homer. I love everything about you except for that you love the Cowboys.
I mean, it's like, you know, they're like the Yankees, unfortunately. You know, I mean, except they don't have near as many championships, but... You know, it's a little bit harder in football to win, I think, than a World Series. But you have they've just got fans everywhere. The Yankees have got fans everywhere. It just drives me nuts whenever I see Yankee hat, you know. But so sorry, it's the Cowboys for you. I mean, you know, sorry they drive you crazy. But anyway, though, as for this upcoming game, I think Cowboys are out for revenge. But you know something? Let me just show you how slimy the schedulers are in the NFL, right? Okay, now, the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving, right? And typically, that gives them an advantage, supposedly, for the game after Thanksgiving, right? Because it's 10 days later, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, what do they do this year? They schedule the Giants to play on Thanksgiving, too. So, it leaves Cowboys without an edge. Because they both come out for 10 days.
Please, please.
I mean, come on, you know, if it was, I mean, don't you remember when the Giants got to play a home game, but it was the Saints' home game because of the, you know, Katrina wiped out the Superdome, and
Giants
field painted like gold and black, you know, and for New Orleans Saints, and I just said, who in the world are they kidding, you know? Why was it the Giants got the extra home game? I mean, you know, they're always helping those.
Please, you are just a whining Cowboy fan.
Oh, I'm not bitter about them winning that opener in Dallas when the ball bounced off of Witten's foot. Geez. So anyway, okay, you got other callers. Let's see. I'm going to go 24-17 for the Cowboys. I think they're going in there to kick Fanny this weekend. So, but I don't know. Giants.
Wait,
just,
now you got to pick another score because. You're saying Cowboys. All right, 24-17 will work because Rick in Illinois got the G-men 24-17. So we've got you. You've got that Cowboys score. Cool.
Well, you know the other thing. You know now the Giants last year. You know the year before when they won the Super Bowl. If you remember, they played poorly towards the middle of the season and then they turned it on at the end of the year. So. So, you know, there's hope for G fans out there, but anyway, though, I just never can figure the scheduling out. It's a trip, so it's always in the Giants' favor. But anyway, though.
Yeah,
but,
again, please, give me a break. Let's just see what Romo can do this week.
All righty. Well, you know, the one I'm going to be wondering is when Dallas, I think in a couple weeks, goes to New Orleans. So that'll be interesting to see.
That's going to be a great, great game if you're a Cowboy fan. I'd be curious, but I think the Saints roll all over them. We'll see.
Well, that might be the last chance the Saints have at losing this year. So,
yeah.
But just remember, I've always believed that franchise. You drop that first S off their name, and that's what they are. You know, mm-hmm. I hate to see their fans get so excited all year long and, you know, winning and winning and winning, and then all of a sudden, ka-plunk, they choke in the playoffs. So, but I don't know. The way Drew Brees throws that football, they're hard to beat, so.
I think so, too. I think they're a great team. All right, Don, you enjoy the game, and we'll be talking next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Rick is listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, finally got off work, so I'm feeling pretty darn good.
Yeah, and now is this your weekend or no?
Not really.
I like how you said that. Not really.
How about
any day? Listen. Any day off is a good day. I've had days where I was
absolutely.
Like Tuesday, Wednesday. I had shifts where I was Tuesday, Wednesday. I had shifts where I was Thursday, Friday. I'm just like you guys. I've been all over the map. Any place on the clock, I've been probably done that hour. All right. Who do you like, the Cowboys or the G-men? It sounds like the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think we're going to go Cowboys 27-17 if that's not taken.
No, 27-17 is taken. Give me another guess around that.
29-17.
Oh, that's good. 29-17 will work because, you know, I always say this, it's not a symmetrical score always that wins nailed the score. Sometimes it's an oddball score. All right, you are locked and loaded. Enjoy the rest of your morning.
Okay, you too.
Thanks. You know, this is like, it's like when you get off work, you want to go to, probably a lot of you that are listening, you either have Krispy Kreme donuts or Dunkin' Donuts. Andrew, what do they have in, if he's not answering the phone, Andrew, what do they have in Minneapolis? What's the big donut place in Minneapolis?
Oh, actually, we don't really have any donut chain stores, mostly just local bakery stuff.
You're kidding. There is no Dunkin' Donuts.
No Dunkin' Donuts. You can find Krispy Kreme donuts. You can't find a Krispy Kreme donut store at all.
That's a shame. I mean, come on, the people in Minneapolis don't eat donuts or in Minnesota?
I think we're just into our homegrown bakeries.
So it's the bakery. Well, yeah. I'm with you. I like the bakery stuff, absolutely. But You know, there's nothing like a Krispy Kreme either with that, the original Krispy Kreme. Except for that donuts. Are you a big donut eater?
As long as my girlfriend's not listening, I am.
And if she's listening, you're eating carrot sticks, right?
Yeah, I haven't touched one in years.
Yeah. The problem with donuts is they do taste good, but they're like bombs in your stomach when you're, I mean, because the sugar and whatever, and you can easily eat more than one donut, and how many calories are in those donuts.
So I don't even want to know.
I wouldn't want to know either, because I got to think, you know, they say when you're trying to lose weight, when you're a woman, it should be like 1,200 calories. When you're a man, it should be 1,600 calories. Are you kidding? A couple donuts and you'd be up to the 1,600 calories.
Oh, easy, yeah.
Yeah, and then what's the rest of the day? Nothing. You'd have to starve yourself like those models do. One donut a day. I'm on the donut diet. Ooh, but that could lead to commercial endorsements, kind of like Jared and the whole Subway thing.
Oh, absolutely.
I went on the donut diet, and look what happened to me. It's incredible. All right, Andrew, you did a great job doing America Tonight with us. We appreciate you filling in for Matt, who's looking for Mrs. Wright.
Yeah, I hope he finds her.
I hope so, too. I hope he's sober when he finds her. Anybody else who wants to squeeze in a call, we have like 1 minute left. But you could talk to Andrew, and we'll put it in the books. 800-259-5791. And the game of the week, of course, the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. There are other games that would be kind of intriguing, and I think probably the Eagles and the Falcons. Because for the Eagles, they need to win this to stay in there with the Cowboys in the NFC East. And the Eagles are 7-4, and the Falcons are 6-5. And of course, the Bengals are going to blow the doors off of the Lions. So I'm glad that that was not the game that was chosen. It's a home. It's a game at home. They're 8-3. And, you know, Carson Palmer just has to get that offense going a little bit more. We were talking about that before. The Steelers, what's happened to the Steelers? They've got the Raiders, so that's kind of a patsy game, I would think, for them. And in the blink of an eye, the Patriots find themselves in Dolphin territory, and who's to say the Dolphins can't pull it out? The Patriots are kind of a mystery team. It looks like Brady's clicking on all the cylinders, and then they'll have, and although they've lost those games by a mere few points, this is a possibility of a winner for the Dolphins. In fact, if I were picking, I would shockingly go against the odds, and I would pick the Dolphins to pick this one up and be 6-6 after a triumph over the Patriots, which would get them juiced for the tail end of their season. All right, so good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score. We'll see if we have a winner next time we meet here on these airwaves of America Tonight.